Chapter 3. Human Resources, Investing in People. 1.1. HR Department. Task 3. Listen to the recording once again and fill in the collocations Tania used with the correct words below.
I'm going to create a unit that specialises in recruitment, which is a function of staffing. Staffing's making sure the company has the right number of employees with the right knowledge and skills in the right place in the organisation. The recruitment department will seek to fill the vacancies within the organisation. It will advertise vacancies, screen applicants, perform initial interviews, undertake necessary background checks, extend offers of employment, and assist in the onboarding of new employees. I also want to have a separate training and development unit in the HR department. These HR specialists will focus on running new employee orientation. It will develop and implement a program of continuous training and education for employees to keep their skills sharp and up to date. The unit will also coordinate with the Compensation and Benefits Administration Unit regarding any reimbursements offered to eligible employees for outside education and training. I'm going to create a unit that specialises in compensation and benefits administration. This unit will be responsible for researching and recommending a comprehensive compensation and benefits system. It will also handle payroll, payroll tax administration, and benefit administration. We have to remember that the health and safety of employees are also within the purview of human resource management. A health and safety unit's responsibilities may include researching and developing health and safety policies for the company that are in compliance with the state and federal laws and regulation. The unit may also assist in the training of employees in appropriate health and safety procedures and make recommendations regarding health and safety equipment and clothing, such as hard hats and respirators. I also want to create an employee relations unit. This is the unit employees will go to with problems or concerns. The unit will hear and address employee grievances and take any appropriate action. For example, if an employee believes he or she has suffered an adverse employment action from his or her manager, or is being subjected to a hostile workplace environment that violates employment laws, the employee can lodge his or her grievance with this unit.